请我们打开约翰一书第二章。
Can we please turn to 1 John chapter 2?
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter
2. 我们先念几节的圣经是七到十一节。
We'll first read from verse 7 through to 11.
一起来念。
We'll read together.
亲爱的弟兄们，
Brethren,
我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的。因为黑暗渐渐过去，灯光已经照耀。
But he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause of stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
我们低头祷告。
Should we bow and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你能够有这么好的时间，我们可以安静在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that we have such a peaceful time together before you.
主，当全地各处都有你的儿女们奉着你的名来聚集，来敬拜你的时候。
But when your children are gathering together everywhere, to worship you,
求主也顾念我们在这里小小的聚集。
Will you, Lord, remember the little gathering in this place?
主，我们没有别的目的，我们只有一个心愿。
Lord, we have no other purpose but one wish.
就是要来朝见你。
Is to see you face to face.
要来献上感谢和赞美归给你。
To give you all the praise and thanksgiving.
当我们在这里一起来思想你话语的时候。
Lord, as we meditate on your words, Lord.
主，求你就藉着圣灵对我们的心来说话。
Will you speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit?
求主越过讲员一切的软弱和限制。
Will you, Lord, go beyond the weakness and restriction of the speaker and the translator?
圣灵在我们当中居首位。
Will your Holy Spirit have the preeminent place in our midst?
对我们每个人的心来说话。
That you will speak to the hearts of each and every one of us.
我们承认说，离开你。我们不能做什么。
Lord, we acknowledge, we confess that apart from you, we can do nothing.
但是有了你，我们就有满足。
With you, O Lord, we have satisfaction.
主，听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, O Lord.
在我们中间。
Be with us.
奉主耶稣。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
最近。我如果有机会跟大家在一起，我们会一直在读约翰一书。
We have been sharing on the book of 1 John.
我们曾经说过，约翰在写这封书信的时候。
We have said before that when Apostle John was writing this epistle.
他已经年纪很大。
He was quite old.
但是他心里有一个负担。
He has a great burden in his heart.
他要把他跟从主，跟从主所领受的、所看见的、所听见的，来告诉那些后来听见福音而信从他的人。
He wants to share with those who have heard the gospel and believe what he has experienced from the Lord, what he has personally gained by following the Lord.
所以我们说他的书信虽然很短。
So even though his epistle was quite short,
而且他的书信初初看起来很杂乱。
And at first glance, it looks like it's a mixture of all kinds of things.
不像保罗写书信是主题非常清楚。
It's not as structured as Paul's epistle.
有条有理的把一件事情逐步的深入的讲下去。
It seems that Paul's epistle are quite structured. It goes from one end to the other.
但是老约翰在跟自己的 属灵的儿女们讲话的时候
But when old Apostle John was talking to his spiritual children,
他真的是从他心里的负担里边把那些觉得最重要最宝贵的来交通给这些属灵的儿女。
He truly shared what's the most important from his burden.
所以你看见在每一章的里边它不是只有一个主题。
So you see that in each chapter, there's not just one thing.
他想到什么他就跟他们讲什么。
Whenever he remembers something that is quite important, he will share with them.
他讲到这个事的时候他忽然有一个概念想到另外一个事同样很重要。
He thinks of something quite important, and then as he was talking, he thinks of other things that are also important.
他就再提起另一个事了。
Then he reminds those believers those other things.
所以当你我来读约翰一书的时候你会有一个感觉。
So when we read 1 John, we have a feeling.
在每一章都有一些零零碎碎的重复的东西。
That it seems that in each chapter there are repetitions of certain themes.
我们中国人有一句话说
There's a saying in Chinese.
人到老了，他所说的那些话是非常非常经过了经验和经过了淘炼以后所说出来的。
That when someone is of age, what he shares is from his experience.
他会把他觉得最重要的东西来告诉那些儿女们。
He will share what is most important to him, to his spiritual children.
所以当我们来读这一个书信的时候我们也必须有这样一种心理的准备。
So, as we read 1 John, our hearts need to be prepared this way.
就是有重复出现的主题。
That whenever there's repetition of things.
那可见这个事情很重要很重要。
That those repetitions are really important. The most important. So that John will again and again share with us.
他就想把这些东西深深地刻在这些孩子们的心里。
His intent is to impress those things, important things deeply in our hearts.
我记得在我的人生里边
I remember in my experience.
我的母亲非常爱我们
My mother truly loves us.
但是我说过我们小时候穷得不得了
I mentioned that we were quite poor when I was young.
但是直到我现在快70岁了我还想起他在我幼年对我说的那句话
But until now, at age 70, I still remember what my mother said to me when I was young.
那时候我大概还在读小学
But I was still in primary school.
她对我说
She said this to me.
孩子啊我不会留给你一分钱
My son, I will not leave any one cent of inheritance to you.
而且可能因为你们的家庭成分的缘故社会上你们会受很多的歧视
And perhaps because of your social status, you will be despised in the society.
但是我会留下我的宝贝给你
But I will give the most precious thing that what I have to you.
你要认识我所敬拜的主耶稣
You need to know the Lord Jesus whom I worship.
你只要能够被他得着你得着他
As long as you can be laid hold of him and you can lay hold of him and be laid hold of by him
你有用不尽的财富
That you will have treasure that is unending
我一点都不需要为你担心
Then I will not have to worry for you.
这句话到今天对我还是一个鼓励
And these words are, even today, is an encouragement to me.
弟兄姐妹，我巴不得我们当中做家长的也能把这种思想给我们的子孙后代。
Brothers and sisters, how long that we as parents in this church will give that impression to our children?
不要为着他有没有进名校。
Do not worry about whether they go to selective school.
不要为着他事业有多大的成功来着急。
Or whether or not how successful they are in their career.
真的是，只要你把主不断地介绍给他。
Truly, as you again and again introduce the Lord Jesus to them.
让他像你一样也得着这位宝贵的救主。
That they, like you, will lay hold of this precious Savior.
他真的不再需要你担心，也不再会有任何的缺乏。
Then they will not be lacking of anything, and they will not need you to worry about them. Their future.
我们都知道，一个认识主的人能够坦然地说。
We know that everyone who knows the Lord can say this boldly.
有主同在， 监狱还是天堂。
With the Lord's presence, even in prison, it's like heaven.
如果没有主，住在宫殿里还是监狱。
Without His presence, even living in a palace would feel like in prison.
一个人有了主，再穷还是富足。
Someone who has the Lord, even though in poverty, they will feel rich and abundant.
一个人没有主，再多的钱他还是奴隶。
One who does not have the Lord, even doesn't matter how much money he has, he will still feel like a slave.
这就是历史给我们的真相。
And that is the truth that the history has told us.
所以你看见，当老约翰要来根治邦，当时世界也非常的混乱。
So as you see, the old Apostle John, as he was trying to share to his spiritual children in a confused world,
充满了诱惑。
In a world that is full of temptations,
他要告诉这帮他心爱的孩子。
He wants to tell his beloved children in the Lord.
他把他心里觉得最重要的必须让他们知道。
What is most important in his heart, he wants to communicate and share that with them.
正如他在第一章已经说过了。
Just like what he already said in chapter 1.
我将我们所看见、所听见、所摸过的来告诉你们。
That which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have handled with our hands, I share with you.
要让你跟我们都可以在基督里边跟天父可以有交通。
That we can have fellowship with the Father in Christ.
这是一个何等奇妙的交通。
And that fellowship is such a wonderful fellowship.
好，我们今天继续进入到第七节这里。
So today let's go into verse 7, chapter 2.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
It says here, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. Your commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning.
在指我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的。因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他没有半别的缘由。
He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
对于约翰来说，他觉得在神的家中有一个非常基本的，而且非常真实的事情，就是他们中间有爱。
To Apostle John, something that is quite real amongst the believers is that they have love.
我相信当约翰在讲到这一个命令的时候，
I believe when John was talking about this commandment,
他一定想起耶稣在最后的晚餐对所有的门徒所行的跟所讲的。
He will surely have remembered what the Lord Jesus has done and said to the disciples on the Last Supper.
最后的晚餐的时候，主耶稣知道很快他就要被人出卖，被人逮捕，被人钉十字架。
On the Last Supper, the Lord knows that he will soon be arrested and be crucified.
圣经说，他爱世上属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And the Bible tells us this, that he loves those who belong to him. He loves them to the end.
当他要离开这帮门徒的时候，
As he was about to depart from these disciples,
他就对他们行了一件的事。
He did something to them.
不只留给他们他对他们的爱的表现。
Not only became an expression of his love towards them,
同时给了他们一个的命令。
He also gives them a commandment.
在那个晚上，他吃饭的之前，他就起来，拿了一盆水， 和一条毛巾。
On that night before they had dinner, he took a basin and a towel,
开始来给门徒们洗脚。
And started to wash the feet of the disciples.
这在当时的世代，没有人可以想象得通。
Nobody could understand what he was doing.
因为从来只有仆人给客人洗脚。
Because according to the custom of the land, it's only the slaves who wash the feet of the masters.
奴隶给主人洗脚。
Slaves who wash the feet of the masters.
但是耶稣明明他们都称呼他主。
But yet all the disciples refer to Jesus as their Lord and Master.
但是他却起来做一个仆人的工作。
And yet he rise up and did the work that belonged to a servant or a slave.
而且他做一件是最低下的服侍。
He did a service that was most lowly.
因为我们知道那个时候还没柏油路。
We know that at the time there was no cement or concrete driveway.
也还没有人懂得做皮鞋。
And no one has closed shoes.
所以你知道如果走那个泥泞的路，那个脚有多脏。
As they were walking on the muddy road, their feet are all dirty.
所以要洗掉这些脏只能是奴仆的工作。
So to wash, to clean the feet, it was the job of the slave.
但是主耶稣自己拿了一盆的水就蹲下来给门徒洗脚。
And yet the Lord himself took a basin of water and he stooped down and washed the feet of his disciples.
难怪彼得会说，你洗我们的脚吗？
No wonder Peter would say that, Lord, are you washing my feet?
你千万不能洗我的脚。
Please do not wash my feet.
主却对他说，我现在在做的你不知道，后来你就会明白了。
And yet the Lord said to Peter, what I'm doing you do not understand, but later on you will understand.
当他洗完了这些人的脚以后，又用毛巾给他们擦干的时候，
After he washed the disciples' feet and dried their feet with a towel,
大家就回到座位上去。
When they all resumed their position on the seat,
他就跟他们说了一句很简单的话。
He said to them something quite plainly.
你们称呼我主。
You call me Lord.
我的确是你们的主。
Yes, indeed, I am your Lord.
但是我洗你们的脚。
And yet I wash your feet.
我给你们留下榜样。
I have given you this example.
我怎样洗你们的脚。
How I have washed your feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
Please wash the feet of each other.
然后他跟着又给了一个的命令。
Then he gave them a commandment.
我给你们一条新的命令。
I'm giving you a new commandment.
叫你们彼此切实相爱。
That you love one another.
每一个信主的人都知道，基督徒接受了一条新的命令。
Every believers know this, that the Christians have received a new commandment.
听起来很简单。
It sounds very simple.
就是彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
但是绝对很难实行。
But it's not easy to practice.
因为你要学着主耶稣所说的去爱别人的时候。
Because as you learn to follow the Lord's examples to love others,
你必须自己愿意先谦卑在别人的脚下。
You have to first be willing to humble yourselves, before the feet of others.
如果在教会中
If in the church,
我们常常听见的是争论谁为大。
We often hear discussions on who is great, who is the greatest.
谁的意见必须被贯彻。
Whose opinion is the most important?
我们看见的是组织。
Then what we see is but an organization.
耶稣却说，你们如果能够彼此确实相爱。
The Lord Jesus says, if you can truly love one another,
人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Then people will know that you are my disciples.
弟兄姐妹，这是主留下的非常清楚的命令。
Brothers and sisters, this is a clear commandment that the Lord has left with us.
有一次我跟一个大学生讲到主对我们的爱和要求我们的爱的时候，
Once I was talking to a university student about the Lord's love for us and his requirement of us out of love.
他很自然地想到爱就是感情。
He immediately, his reaction is, his understanding of love is feeling.
我对你有好感。
I have a feeling for you.
你有恩义我。
You have been great, you have shown me favor.
我会爱你。
Then I'll love you.
但是你如果不可爱。
But if you're not lovable.
甚至你常常伤害了我。
Or you have caused me hurt.
那我爱不起来。
Then I will not be able to love you.
因为缺少感情。
Because there's lack of a feeling of love.
但是主在这里所说的爱。
But the love that the Lord is talking about here.
他把它说成是一种命令。
This love that the Lord refers to as a commandment.
所以我就说这里所说的爱是意志的爱。
So this love is a love of the will.
那个大学生很不开心。
That university student wasn't very happy at all.
他说爱就是感情。
He said, love is a feeling. It's an emotion.
感情的爱不是主所说的爱。
And I said, the love of feeling is not what the law is talking about.
因为如果说爱是一个命令，肯定就是有意志。
Because if love is a commandment, then it involves our will.
是命令，就是你高兴，你必须遵行。
If it's a commandment, then if you're happy to do it, you will do it.
你不高兴，你也必须遵行。
But if you're not happy to obey, you will still obey.
你记得主救我们的时候。
You remember when the Lord saves us.
有谁配得他给他洗脚？
Who is worthy for the Lord to wash their feet?
谁配得他为他牺牲流血？
Who is worthy enough for the Lord Jesus to die and shed his blood?
是主自己说的。我乐意把我的命死去。
But the Lord himself says, I willingly have laid down my life.
我有权柄把命死了，我也有权柄把命拿回来。
I have authority to lay down my life, and I have authority to take it back.
没有人可以夺我的命走。
No one can take away my life.
是我自愿的。
But I have willingly laid down my life.
为一个人的罪可得赦免。
In order that the sins of many may be forgiven.
所以主耶稣加上一句话。
So the Lord said this.
我怎样爱你们。
He added this, he says, how I have loved you.
你们也当彼此如此的爱你的弟兄。
Love one another as how I have loved you.
我要你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Do to each other according to what I have done to you.
弟兄姐妹，我真盼望我们的心可以停下来一下。
Brothers and sisters, how I wish that our heart will stop right here.
我们忙碌许多世界上的东西。
We've been busy on many things in this world.
我们甚至忙碌教会中许多的事情。
We've even been busy with the many ministries in the church.
但是人在你我的身上碰到爱吗？
But has people touched love in our lives?
只要我们里边没有基督的爱，
If we don't have the love of Christ within us,
不管我们做了多少的成功，
No matter how successful we are,
人认不出我们是耶稣的门徒。
People will be unable to recognize that we are Jesus' disciples.
我很喜欢读一些人的见证。
I like to read biographies of some other people.
我常常觉得很多的人信耶稣。
I often feel that many people believe in Jesus.
是因为他周围有一般的基督徒有超乎他们想象中的不可理解的爱。
Many people have come to Jesus because there are those Christians who around them have a love that is surpassing their understanding.
因为在我成长的时候，我读书的时候，老师告诉我们的是没有无缘无故的爱。
For we were educated in an environment where the teacher has told us there is no love without reason.
甚至每个爱都打上了阶级的烙印。
In fact, every love has been imprinted with a mark of the class struggle in the communist country. So whoever you are will give to children with a likewise character. But after I have come to know the Lord's grace,
我真的尝到一种没有原因、不可解释的爱。
I have truly tasted such a love that is without reason.
是那样的真实。
A love so real.
是那样的温柔。
So gentle.
是那样的能够征服人的野心。
So conquering of our hearts.
今天我们在西方社会。
Now we are in the Western country.
我们太多时候被这个社会的理性和知识所掳掠。
We're often enslaved and taken captured by the rationalism and the knowledge of this world.
我们愿意学很多很多的方法跟知识。
We're willing to learn many methods and knowledge.
但是实实在在的说，
But truly, I say this to you.
一个人如果像基督，
If one is able to live like Christ,
让基督的爱在他里边彰显出来，
And allow the love of Christ to manifest from within from their heart.
他为基督所做的见证就远远的超过别人所能做的。
The testimony that he is able to bear for Christ has already surpasses all the success that the world can offer.
然后从十二到十四节。
Then from verse 12 to verse 14.
他说小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪藉着主名得了赦免。
I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那起初原有的。
I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning.
少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one.
小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里。你们也胜了那恶者。
I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
那可见，当老约翰在告诉他们说，你们必须活出这一个心。而且是旧的命令，就是彼此相爱的时候。
As Apostle John was telling them about this old and yet new commandment, and instruct his spiritual children to live out this commandment,
是给所有年龄跟不同层次的生命的人。
He made it quite clear that this commandment is for believers of all age and all levels.
而且他提醒他们。
And he reminded them this.
他们曾因着耶稣基督而得着了救恩。
That they have received salvation through Jesus Christ.
他们因着有了耶稣基督，他们能够胜过罪恶。
Through Jesus Christ, they can overcome sins.
他们因着有了耶稣基督，他们认识了真理。
Because of Jesus Christ, they have known the truth.
所以他说，我写这些信告诉你们。
So he said, I write these letters to you.
是因为你们认识真理。
Because you do know the truth.
是因为你们因主的名已经得过赦免。
Because your sins have been forgiven you by his name's sake.
因为你们认识耶稣就是那个从起初原有的道成了肉身。
Because you know that he is the one who's from the beginning, who has become the word became flesh.
因为你们愿意靠着主胜过罪恶。
Because you are willing to overcome the wicked one, overcome sin by him.
紧跟着他又说了另一件在四会上的问题。
Then he mentioned another thing that was another problem that is in the society.
刚才讲的爱是内心的真相。
We said that love is a reality from our heart.
现在他要讲的是一个面对的外在的环境。
Then he talks about an external factor.
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里边了。
Verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
这也是每个时代基督徒所面对的最现实的生活。
And this is the most practical challenge that Christians throughout all generations are facing.
我们在世界上。
We are in the world.
但是我们不属世界。
And yet we are not of the world.
我们在世界上。
We are in the world.
但是我们却从世界中被主拯救出来，分别了出来。
And yet we have been redeemed, we have been separated by the Lord from the world.
如果用圣经的观点来说，
In the Bible's point of view,
如果一个人蒙恩得救了，
when someone who has been saved by grace,
他就是蒙了一个天召。
He has received a heavenly calling.
这一个天召
This heavenly calling
成为了我们一生的目的
has become the purpose of our life.
一个人一旦被主耶稣拯救以后
when one has been redeemed by the Lord,
我真的巴不得你回想一下
how I long that you would reflect on this.
当主的救恩、主的爱临到你、拯救你的时候
when the Lord's salvation and his love has come upon you,
你是不是真的在爱中很诚实的感动的对主说
Are you so touched and so moved to say this to the Lord?
主我从此以后属于你
Lord from now on I belong to you
我只愿意属于你
I only belong to you from now on
很可惜今天我们传福音的时候漏掉这一个最关键的地方
Pitifully, when we share the gospel today, we have neglected this most important thing.
我们传福音常常给人说 你有什么困难来跟主说，主帮助你。
We often give people this impression that you have difficulties, come to the Lord and the Lord will help you.
你有病吗？来跟主说，主治好你。
You have sickness, come and the Lord will heal you.
你想找一个美满的同伴吗？跟主说，主为你预备。
You want to find a perfect marriage partner? Come to the Lord and the Lord will prepare for you.
所以当我们在得救的初期，我们就受了一个错误的引导。
So even at the beginning of our being, of us being saved, we have been misled.
以前整个世界是以我为中心来转的。
So previously, our whole world circles around ourselves. It's self-centered.
只要跟我没有益处，让外边怎么乱都跟我没关系。
As long as it's good for me, I don't care about the chaos around the world.
但是你要记得，当你得救的时候
，But after you have been saved，
第一个被拯救的就是要把你从这个自私的思想里边给救出来的。
The first thing we have been saved from is this self-centeredness。
当主的爱临到你我的时候
，When the Lord's love has come upon us，
你的的确确觉得人坏极了。
We'll come to realize how wicked we are.
你也看透了这个世界太不可爱了。
We'll come to realize how unlovable this world is.
太短暂了。
How temporary.
所以你知道说主原来这么爱我。
And you realize how the Lord has loved us so much.
不仅把我从罪恶、从死亡、从黑暗中拯救出来。
Not only has He delivered me from sin, from the death, from darkness.
而且让我的生命开始有了非常非常明确的方向。
And He has given me a clear direction in my life.
我们开始来奔跑是一条主天呼召的道路。
We started to run on this course of heavenly calling.
我们知道从此以后别的事都是次要。
We know that everything else from now on has become secondary.
只有主是一切最重要的。
The Lord is all in all.
当你真的这样的时候
When you truly realize this,
你会发现你的人生有了一个非常非常有意义的目标。
You will realize that your life has been given a clear purpose.
你可以仍然做个工程师。
You can continue to be an engineer.
你可以仍然做你的生意。
You can continue to do your business.
你可以继续做你的学问。
You can continue to be an academia.
或者你可以继续在家里烧饭。
Or you can continue to be a housewife, a house husband.
但是所有不同在哪里呢？
But what is the difference?
以前那些是你的目标和主业。
Previously, those external, those other, those occupation is your main occupation.
现在这些都是你的副业。
But from now on,Everything else is your second occupation.
是你来奔跑天路过程中的手段。
It's a means by which you run on this course of heavenly calling.
我可以努力做学问。
I can work hard to be a good academia.
但是不再为我自己的名誉，为我自己的地位着想。
But I no longer have to struggle and worry about my fame, my status.
我是因着主把我放在这样一个地方，我要在这个工作上荣耀我主的名。
I work hard because I need to be faithful to what the Lord, because the Lord has placed me in this position.
所以人家夸奖我，不夸奖我，对你问题不大。
So whether man gives me praise or not, it doesn't really bother me.
评奖的时候有你没你问题也不大。
Whether you have been promoted or not, it doesn't really bother me.
你在家里做饭带孩子。
You be as a housewife or a house husband.
你非常清楚地知道我现在不是单单为着我要做什么。
You know clearly that you're not doing this for your own benefit.
因为主放我在这个位置上。
Because the Lord has placed me in this position.
我要在这样平凡的生活中带出不平凡的意义。
I want to live out the meaning of this most ordinary, mundane life.
所以你在管教孩子的时候，你非常受节制。
So as you discipline your children, you are controlled and restrained.
你不敢随你自己的高兴来管教孩子。
You cannot willingly discipline your children by your own will.
你不敢替你的孩子设定目标。
You do not dare to give a goal for your children.
你会把主常常摆在第一位。
But you will always place the Lord in the first place.
当我们把这一个人生观调整好的时候
When we have adjusted this worldview,
主能够在凡事上居首位的时候
That the Lord can have the preeminent place in all things we do.
你知道你我就是一个能得安息的人
Then you know that you and I can become one who is truly peaceful and have a rest in Christ.
因为我们知道不管外边怎么样
But we know that no matter what happens externally,
你知道有一位在这方面学得非常老练的基督徒保罗说
You know, there's a Christian who has truly learned the lesson, Apostle Paul, who said this.
他说随时随在我得了一个秘诀
He said that in all circumstances, at all times, I have learned this secret.
不管在贫穷在富足
Whether it's poverty or abundance,
在缺乏在丰富
whether it's lacking or richness,
我都可以满足
I've learned the secret, I've learned to be content.
我为什么能满足
Why have I learned to be content?
因为我活在主的同在中间
Because I live in the presence of the Lord.
今天我们多少的时候为我们的生活为我们的工作在那里挣扎不平
How often we are struggled and we worry so much about our work and our life
老约翰在这里就提醒我们
And Apostle John he reminds us this
你虽然在世界
Yes you are in the world
但是你不属于世界
But yet you are not of the world
你不属于世界
You are not of the world.
但是主又差你进入世界。
And yet the Lord has sent you into the world.
你的心里边不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world or the things in the world.
人如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
耶稣的另一个门徒雅各也这样说。
Another disciple of the Lord Jesus, James also said this.
他说的更严重一点。
James said this, quite more severely.
他说岂不知道与世俗为友的就是与神为敌吗
?He says that, don't you know that being friend with the world is enmity with God?
所以凡想与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。
For anyone who wants to be a friend of the world, make himself an enemy of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们记着这些话，彼此的警戒和提醒。
Brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another through these words and be warned.
不要爱这个世界所有的东西。
To not love the world and things in the world.
约翰是说，你如果爱上这个世界，不管它是钱财，它是地位，它是名誉，它是怎么看起来镀金的东西。
What John says here is that if you have fallen in love with the things of the world, whether it be fame or money or things that have been gold-plated,
爱父的心就不能在你的心里了。
Then the love of the Father cannot be in us.
约翰就警告我们。
Apostle John warns us this.
如果你心里一直想在世界上得着些什么。
That if your heart is always trying to gain something from the world.
想与世俗为友。
Always trying to be a friend of the world.
就是在与神为敌。
Then you are making yourself to be an enemy of God.
使徒们讲这些话非常非常的严肃。
These words are serious from the apostles.
对于我们活在这世界上的人是一个很大的警戒。
To us who live in this world is such a severe warning.
常常有人会提出这样一个问题。
Oftentimes people ask this question.
是不是基督徒是最不长进的人？
Does it mean that the Christians are most unambitious people?
因为他们受教育就是说不要贪爱这世界的所有。
Because they have been educated to not love the world.
不过我要说的是事实刚刚相反。
What I try to say is that the fact is that it is completely the opposite.
因为他们不爱世界。
Because they do not love the world.
所以他们更愿意无私的把自己在世界上做一个祝福别人的器皿。
They are more willingly to lay down themselves to become a blessing to those around them in this world.
我有一个这样的体验。
I have this experience.
凡你必须紧紧抓住的东西，绝对不是属于你的。
It's something that you have to grab hold of tightly, then that something does not belong to you.
那个东西如果抓住了你的心，非要有不可，你已经失败了。
If there's something that has grabbed hold of your heart, something that you have to have, then you have failed.
当你把一切主权都交给主耶稣的时候
，But when you have placed the ownership to the Lord,
你会觉得你拥有了这些东西。
Then you will feel that you actually started to own these things.
但是不属于你。
And these things, and yet, so you can make use of the things, but these things do not belong to you.
是主的。
They belong to the Lord.
主看你不被这些东西抓住了。
When the Lord sees that you are not grabbed hold of by these things,
他就反而托付你更多的责任。
He actually started to entrust to you more and more responsibilities.
所以要小心。
So we need to be careful.
主如果觉得你的心已经能够全然让他做主的时候，
If the Lord feels that we can allow him to be the Lord over our whole life,
他就会把许多更大的事托付给你。
He will start to entrust to us greater and greater responsibility.
但是当什么东西抓住你，让你紧紧不能放的时候
，But whenever our hearts are grabbed hold of by something,
你要小心。
Then we need to be careful.
可能你已经成了那个事物的奴隶。
Perhaps we have become slave to those things that we pursue.
他那里讲到爱世界的三种特征，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
John mentions three characteristics of loving the world: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这些是今生今世的人所拼命追求的东西。
All these things are pursued after by the people of the world.
但是老约翰在这里提醒你跟我。
And Apostle John is reminding each and every one of us.
这些很快都过去。
That all these things are passing away.
唯独遵行神旨意的永远。
Only he who does the will of God will abide forever.
我们今天停在这里。
Shall we stop here and have a word of prayer?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你留下了圣经给我们。
For you have left us with your word.
你更赐一位圣灵在凡事上教导我们。
Not only so, you have given us your Holy Spirit to guide us in all things.
主在我们今天所学习的这一短短的经文里边。
Lord, in these scriptures that we have read today,
你提醒我们里边要有主的爱。
You have reminded us that we need to have your love.
你提醒我们外边不要爱世界。
You remind us that we are not to love the world.
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
心里能够被你洁净。
That our hearts may be cleansed by you.
外边能够蒙你保守。
That externally we are protected by you.
主让我们被提醒，我们真的是你用重价买来的。
Remind us, O Lord, that we are purchased with a great price.
只要是属于你，我们应该满足了。
That as long as we belong to you, Lord, we need to be content.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
成为我们生命的满足。
Be the satisfaction of our life.
成为我们人生的追求。
Be the pursuit of our life.
奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.